cliffcentral.com.
It's Friday morning, it's 9 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's time for the Gas Comedy Podcast.
That was Eric doing the very, very good way to introduce you on a Friday. Sorry, but what was that song we just listened to with a lot of the N-word in it?
Palesa, please help. When I'm alive.
Caspanoves.
When I'm alive.
And then we've got, listen, let's just
we come on live.
Welcome back,
yeah,
Eric.
What's happening?
Welcome back.
What do you mean welcome back?
Well, I'm saying because you haven't done it.
Oh, hi. Welcome back, Dave Levinson. Ladies and gentlemen, the man is back in the building.
What were we last week? I was in Cape Town. Did you phone me?
No, I phoned Bongani Dube instead.
You guys had, I think, the most chaotic Friday I've ever heard on the thing. It was good.
Oh,
it was good banter.
Yeah, yeah.
And also like the gang that you formed upstairs on the roof for your photo.
Yeah.
Because after we leave the podcast, we have to take a photograph. And theirs was like totally gangster. He's leaning his one leg forward and he's down on his squatting. And he's got his hand fully in gangster Reicha Park signs.
Yeah.
And they took a photo. So who was on last night?
It was Gilly, Lindsay, and Prince.
Gilly, Apta, and Prince. And you phoned Bongani Dube.
And because Bongani Dube was supposed to be here to fight them. Like, that was the schedule.
Did he have a beef? He woke up late.
No, he woke up late. No, the thing is, he's one of those guys that he says things about women and women in comedy.
Is this your backtrack?
I've said stuff, yeah.
What's the backtrack for today?
It's called Good to See You. So Good to See You by Rambo.
Thank you, man.
But it is good
thank
to see
you. Thank you, Eric.
See?
And then we'll talk about that last week. Firstly, Brandon's back as well.
I'm back as well.
Hi, Brandon.
Good morning.
I Candy Mackay. That's his
not
name.
Not having that.
Not taking it.
Not taking this anymore.
So what's your thing? What's your name?
Cockblock Mackay?
I'll take that rather.
There we go.
I'll be Brandon Cockblock Mackay rather.
You still are good at that, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's my job, Dave. I'm saving your life one strip at a time.
Someone said, I've got a picture on my from Clip Central, from Comedy Central. Yeah, that's new. That noise you heard is Eric headbutting the microphone.
I got excited. I haven't been here in a while.
Eric's eye almost came out onto the microphone.
Yeah, I know. That was close. Jeez. Sorry. You were saying.
And they take a picture of you for Comedy Central, and I have like balloons on my head, which they made into a sort of Donald Trump hairstyle.
Yes, yes.
It looks like I have a 74
foldy lock. The Foldy Locks hat.
I don't know where I was going with this.
I know.
What you're doing is you're saving me, Block my car.
Yes.
Save me one
my job
at a time.
There we go. We also
keep
have an international
healthy.
Guest
hashtag.
In studio with us today.
Guest. I invited someone because Breakfast Beer Club has now become an official thing, and we forgot to record a Breakfast Beer Club because you had to drop your kids off or some cuck. Like trying to be all adulting. So you missed Breakfast Beer Club.
So responsible.
We invited someone that I met on Wednesday night at Parker's Comedy Club at Monte Cassino, and he's from England in the United Kingdom, London town. Please welcome Archie Maddox.
Hello.
Yeah,
sorry, my voice is a bit. It's not usually this deep. It's usually high.
It's true, you're trying to be African.
I'm trying, man.
Is this?
I stick out like a sore thumb.
When you said a sore thumb,
a sore thumb.
Now you
sorry,
can join. You can go live in Boxburg.
No, you guys can't.
Say three.
Yeah, free.
There you go.
It's for free.
It's for free.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
No, Archie.
Free.
When you were on stage, you said this is because literally on that night you had arrived in Joburg and walked on stage. When you said, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's my first night. It's first time in Africa. First time in South Africa. First night doing," and I'm slightly jet lagged and possibly drunk. And then was that the truth?
That was all true. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was all true. And it remains true that there's way more white people here than I thought there would be.
It was part of the deal of your show was like listening to and thinking like there are preconceptions about the country.
Oh yeah.
So even though there's internet and there's news and things, there's still this we're still African.
Yeah, it's still
something's waking up.
Something's it's you. No, I'm sitting still. I'm not doing anything.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't cool me either.
Director.
I'll be honest. I'd be more shocked if I went to Nigeria and there was as many white people there.
A lot of the Nigerians are here.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
a lot of them are in London as well.
Email.
They get around, man.
Effective.
I won the lotto. Catfished all the time. Why are those hot chicks on Tinder all Nigerian guys?
It's starting to hurt now.
Perspective is tricky, man.
Ah, that's hilarious. That is
so. Archie Maddox, a quick intro to your. How old are you now? You seem young.
I'm 28.
That's young.
Yeah.
Young.
Well.
Although I suppose if you haven't got your own, if you haven't got your own TV show on Comedy Central,
I ain't as
a young black man,
I'm allowed to swear here.
Yeah,
but you want to say something bad about Trevor Noah?
Fuck that guy. No, I've met him a few times, and he does loads of jokes about being mixed race. I'm mixed race, so
you want to own that?
I wish that he would stop it. I wish he'd stick to the politics so I can do jokes about me.
We have our own albino.
Yeah.
I'm mixed, actually.
I'm mixed as well. My father was a man and my mom was a woman. Totally, the original
You're a doer. Right. No, I'm mixed.
Adam and Eve were mixed race. Adam was made and Eve was made out of a rib.
From Adam.
Total mixed grill.
This guy's an idiot. Cool. But what do you do?
WhatsApp line.
Yeah, I have to do the WhatsApp line.
I remember the number.
That's the thing. It's 079-748-2090. See, off the top of my dome. WhatsApp us, let's hear what you have to say. We have messages already from an international man named Rob, all the way from Amsterdam.
Jeepers.
He says, you guys, I'm your biggest fan from Amsterdam. Got a few of my Dutchies listening.
I think we should get Rob and Floyd. Lloyd, what's his name? Woody.
Woody, yeah.
Rob and Woody, fight.
Yeah. You ain't my biggest fan. Yeah. I'm a biggest fan. I'm Rob from Amsterdam.
The fan from Amsterdam.
Is that your Dutch accent that just happened?
That'd be a Barakas from Holland.
Rob wrote all his jokes. He's like, yeah, it's Brandon Cock Block Mackay. He spelled it like that, Mackay.
Yeah.
And then he said, Dave, you fucking crazy.
Woo, I'll take
epic legend. And
every
then,
single ex-girlfriend's ever done is said.
Archie sounds like a construction worker we get here that drinks too much tea instead of working. So
fuck you, Rob.
Archie, our listeners.
Yeah, and Frank Hyde.
Our listeners have been very, very accurate. Brandon?
A construction? That's the worst. I don't even sound like...
Just say something. Say something. Have you got a 2x4 and give me some of the rebar? Go.
This is just to Rob. Eat a truck of dicks.
And they do have the truck of dicks at the bay there.
I do, being a construction worker. I've got a whole truck of them.
Can you just... Can you just reverse that truck of dicks into the warehouse?
No, you don't reverse a truck of dicks. That's a different game.
Entirely,
Archie, give me the wrench. Ask me the fucking construction... What's that stuff called?
What is happening?
We're on the
welcome.
This is Friday morning. Yeah. This is what happens.
It's so good to have an international guest. Is it not?
Yeah. But now let's learn about this international guest.
Let's do
28,
from London, born and raised in London. What else do you want to know?
But you speak about your family.
Yes, from a mixed family. So my mom's white, my dad's black.
White. Her name's Eileen.
Her name's Mary. So she got that premium pack, man. She bought into it early, man. She's like pre-release white. She met a Trinidadian man called Don. Yeah, in London.
Your mom likes a bit of cappuccino.
She does, apparently. I mean, I've got a half brother who's white, so she just can't make a fucking mind. That's what it looks like.
Oh, Mary.
Yeah.
Lucky she's not listening to this.
Rob is carrying
on. I bet
she
will. Rob, if I put this on my Twitter, she's going to listen and go, actually, I didn't say any of that. Why are you such a dick? So, it's not even how she sounds, but according to Rob, who's a dick, he'll think she will. So.
You grew up in London, went to school there, proper Londonium town, support Chelsea?
I support Arsenal.
Oh, shame.
I know.
How do you feel about that?
We'll give you a hug later.
Do you need a new guy?
Supporting Arsenal is like being in a domestic abuse relationship.
The third child.
She's just
the ginger
kid. They keep hurting me, but I keep thinking, you know what? They're gonna change. I know they love me.
It just tends to hurt a lot.
Yes.
And your comedy background, always wanted to be a comedian. Have you got a?
No.
We always ask a skill.
I got. I'm a script writer and a playwright outside of comedy. And I got into comedy by mistake because I was in a play. I was in an improvised play, and a comedy promoter came up to me and said my mind was weird. I thought it was an insult, so I said fuck him.
You're very quick to say fuck you. Hey? Poor Rob now is like at home there.
That's because Rob's been a cunt this whole morning. That's why he came straight into it. You sound like a builder drinking too much tea. Shut up, Rob.
Builders get paid £8 an hour or something.
Something.
How much do they get paid?
I don't know. I've never had a real job. I don't know.
So there's a guy in this country called Mark Banks, who also actor, did plays and everything, and then started improvising in a play, which I think it was like Shakespeare or something, Lani.
Okay. Well, he just went off and did his own thing
when he was young, and the guy said, listen, you are a proper funny person. You need to go and be doing comedy. And at that stage, when he had started, there were no comedy clubs and things. But at least you've got a background and you've got a place to go where you can do comedy.
What's
the scene like?
The scene is crowded, man. There's a lot of comedy clubs, but there's a lot of comedians.
You have to go to Joburg to get gigs.
It's pretty much, yeah. I mean, I haven't been booked for 4 years before this, so...
Yeah, I could see by some of the stuff you did.
Yeah, of course.
And first time, who gets you here? How do you? You must have a connection here or someone that's worked.
I met Mark Palmer in England. You know Mark Palmer?
Yeah.
South African comedian. He told me to come out because he said that my humor would go down well.
And he vouched for you.
There's
like a mafia vibe. Like you got to nod. The Don has to nod and go.
Yeah. He's okay. Come he's okay.
He is okay. You can let him.
But if you fuck up, we're going to kill Mark Palmer.
Cool.
You know why we this keep Mark Palmer alive?
Now. Why?
Just his wife is so hot.
I've heard the rumors.
Finally. Oh, shit. Now we're talking about people's wives? What? Is this that kind of show?
Sorry, okay. Mark. I've heard no rumors, but I'm sure
we're
going
to get back to you, Archie Maddox.
So the WhatsApp line is going crazy again. Rob is laughing because of your constant.
How does he laugh in Dutch?
LOL. Yeah, LOL.
Oh, so it's a universal. Right?
And then he said, tell Archie I need my wall painted. Don't have the whole weekend.
Now he's going.
That's funny. This guy's going deep. Michelle says, good morning, Lunatic Asylum and Handsome Brandon. Mm. And then Mr. Fuck, you said he only found out who you were after watching the thing or hearing the interview you had with DJ Fresh. You, Dylan, and Rich Lou.
That wasn't me.
Was it you? No.
Oh, shit. You, wrong Rich Dave. Lou. No, sorry. It was you, Dylan, and John Flismas when they had you on 5FM.
You on a radio show with John Flismas?
It was something to do with the roast.
Something to do with the roast. I think John Flismas was on yesterday. It was Fresh, and he spoke about the roast final.
Yeah,
then he found out who I was.
So, yeah, he found out who
you
were.
A bigger radio station.
So, actually,
that's good.
People are realizing that you are really a comedian.
You.
What? This guy actually is a comedian.
They're acknowledging
not just arrived at Crip Central and got a job.
Yeah.
I used to be a construction worker. I know.
You look like it.
I painted this studio with my own
two ends.
Sorry, can I just say, people from England don't sound like we're from the 50s like you guys seem to think we are.
Excuse me.
Hello, it's mate, let's have a cup of tea. Lovely here. Jubbly. We don't
fish and chips.
Lovely jubbly. What's the story?
You get lovely jubbly. Oh, fish and chips. Lovely, mate. We don't.
You get listen, to, you Archie. Get, you get come to, here.
You get to fight one of us after the show. Like, whoever offends you the most, you get to punch.
Mate, I'm fighting Liverpool. Africa. I'm
going
Africa.
But I didn't do anything.
Who's your team? Man United?
No, but the Borussia Dortmund.
They're in the Premier League this year. Nice.
They're in the Champions. Oh, Premier League. No, fuck it. I'm a neutral, man. I don't want to fight with people.
Now, speaking about neutral, I don't know
stats. I don't know stats.
You don't have to. Me. What
you have to know stats. Like, if people fight with, like, yo, man, Liverpool won 6 titles. Now you have to be like, yeah, but Manchester won 27. And your team sucks.
Oh, are you? You guys have this team. We don't do that. Shut up, blood.
Yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth, blood. That's it.
I'm going to start doing that in that accent. I'm just
if someone
do
does say to you, so who do you support? Man United. Ooh, shut up.
It would have to be.
Archie, shut up.
Man United.
Pass me the tea.
This is so offensive.
Right, now,
on a side note, before we get on.
Racquet Park.
Okay, we'll do
now,
this first.
The cool thing is, when I saw Racquet Park, the first thing I thought about was, is Eric okay?
Yes.
Now, we're going to do an eyewitness news report where we have someone, not only who lives in Racquet Park, but who's from Racquet Park, is a resident. Eric Janssen is on the line, in the studio, live. Yeah. Tell us about it. What's happening?
Yeah, I know, you see, man, the thing is, the people were striking, man. They were upset about things because there's no service delivery. We're sending letters to the council. They must fix the street signs and stuff.
That is street signs, potholes, dustbins. Mean,
there's problems, man. They're not painting the road. The children are playing in the street instead of in the park. They put a barricade around the park also. They don't understand what's happening, man.
Was there a barricade around the park?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to find out. Why the municipality did that. Then they nearly burnt down the old represent the council in Recho Park's house because he also wasn't doing anything about the matter.
Are you getting this, Archie?
Madness, man. I'll understand.
This is eyewitness report.
It was absolute madness. No,
but like on a serious note, what happened was
they paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
And put up a Racquet Park.
What happened was they barricaded the roads and stuff because what happened
when
is...
When you say they, give us names.
They, okay. Like, people of Racquet Park. No, everyone
like
in Racquet Park.
Like housewives and normal people.
If your grandmother lived in Racquet Park, she was probably carrying tires and stuff to barricade roads. Like, that's how extreme it was. And they
my
were doing
grand,
this.
My grand lost both her arms in the war.
They were doing this. Well, then she'd be using her feet, nigga. She'd be kicking a tire. Right. So what happened was they were barricading all the entrances and exits because they believed that the people of Racquet Park weren't being heard and listened to. Because they've been sending letters to the council about poor service delivery, about people not getting shit that they were promised. And we have a settlement that's being built. They built like 27,000 houses. and they said Rego Park was first on the list to get houses, like the people of Rego Park, because they've been living really shittily. And then, yeah, they didn't get houses, and they are giving the houses to other people. So Rego Park's people were like, nee, my bro, this must fucked up.
And was then it the last place you want to be enemies with is Rego Park, let's
dog,
be honest.
Dog,
like,
dog.
I mean, let's pick on somewhere else. Like, don't do it there.
The weirdest thing was they left, like they marched to town, which is like on one of the main roads.
Yeah.
And where they barricaded shit, they left people. They were like, watch that no one leaves the castle. I was like, but guys, I need to go to work. I got a job. Yeah, I've got a job. I need to leave. They're like, no, the children can go to school, but y'all are not going to work. But the rest crazy, of y'all are staying at home. Like, yeah, but we teachers. Y'all are staying at home. The children are going to school. Okay, cool. We accept. Yeah, but then it was done when it
and
started
was it,
raining.
Was it an official? Water,
not raining.
Started raining, and everyone was like, ah, well, we'll yeah, try well, again tomorrow.
Yeah, they're like,
that's the one thing about a protest. You can plan everything. As soon as it rains, you're like, ah, did anyone bring some tea? Have you ever protested for like anti-apartheid legislation?
Yeah, for anti-apartheid, I protested.
How old were you? Three.
I think I was just about born. Yeah.
Yeah. Do British people protest?
We like to go out and walk around, and like we love a sign.
Yeah, and then you like stop and good do sign. Your work
well,
job, and
in
then
fact,
you walk
you used
home.
To be a writer, you write some good protest signs.
Yeah. Not
those memes were funny with the protest for the march against Trump. And this guy's was I was told to carry the sign.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see the Wenger out one?
Yes.
Did you see the little kid one? The little kid just scribbled on. This is the best sign ever. You win.
You got new ink.
This has been here for like
no, man, he's,
4 weeks.
He's,
five.
He's
actually.
Number one of three.
Yeah. We've established this, Dave.
Okay. Cool.
I can see you haven't been here in a while. You're saying stupid things, but it's fine.
Okay, so we've done the Rego Park live thing.
Yeah, no, it was fucking madness. But
I want to give a phone call to my friend Stuart Taylor.
Give a phone call.
Who is currently...
Not phone him, just give him a phone call.
Don't you give people a phone call?
Never.
Give me a phone call.
No, I'll phone you. I'm not giving it to you.
And then the cool thing is, Archie's going to be here for Breakfast Beer Club, because I find maybe all around the world, the beer-related comedy industry is there, because we were paid in beer when we first started.
Yeah.
Or you'd
get
like, come do some comedy, we'll give you a free meal, and you get a bar bill. So they turn you into alcoholics, because you do. I was very funny, and I would drink my equivalent of what I thought I would get paid.
Yeah, I've done that.
Countless times.
I've been paid so much, I've fallen off the stage paid well.
Yeah, that's nice.
That guy looks like he gets paid well.
Oh, that guy's rolling and looking. He can't even hold his head up. He is rich.
Yeah.
So I also saw you were drinking. You were drinking a nice beer on the thing the other night.
Yeah,
someone gave you some
random dude in the audience was angry with me for drinking Heineken, and the only reason I got Heineken is because they didn't understand me when I said beer.
Wait there, Stuart. I'll talk to you now. There's kids in the background. We're talking to Archie Maddox from London. He was drinking Heineken and he got shouted at.
Yeah, I got shouted at by a big white South African man who
was probably
I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to argue with him because I've
did
had
he
the
give
history,
you a castle.
So.
When you went to order, it is like that at Parker's. The two guys behind the bar, you ask them for something, and they just look at you.
I thought that was all South Africans. I judged
he
them
maybe
immediately.
He would have given you a beer.
I said beer, and he just looked at me, and I went beer, and then I went Heineken.
I suppose you don't know the brands of beers, because if you ask for a beer at a bar, and I was a barman, I would have slapped you as well.
Black Label is the one.
Well, this guy gave me some Dutch-sounding beer, like this wanker.
Grosh. What did that like a pop cap?
No, what was it called? Like, Wibuken or some...
Van Duk.
That sounds familiar.
He gave you a Van Duk. It's Namibia.
Archie, we'll do beer tasting now on the line. For some reason, we have Stuart Taylor.
How are you, Dave Levinson?
How's it, man? Are you good?
I'm very good. I've only started drinking... I've just turned 40, and I've started drinking beer 1 year ago.
What is it with... What is it with the Cape Town comics all being very proud of turning 40?
I don't know, hey. I don't know. It gives us material for the next show.
No, Mark Palmer did it. You did it. Kurt, when did Kurt turn 40? Recently,
Kurt's a little bit older. Kurt turned 40 a couple of years ago.
And then what's his name? Nick Abinovitz was also had a whole show called 45'd.
Yes, and so does Riyad Musa. Everyone's doing shows about being 40. 40 is the new 20, bro.
No, 40 was... I was still doing the armchair theatre when I was 40 with you guys.
Fair enough. Fair
so, number nine, you sound like you're very mature lately. You, when I spoke to you this morning, you said I've just got out of a meeting. At half past eight.
Yes. Well, I say that, but really, I was I was lying in bed after having dropped my kids in school. I'd come back.
Every single dad has done that. The kid run, half past five, get them dressed, shout at them, just drop them at school, and come back and have a snooze.
Then quickly come back, just sleep, make some coffee. I'm on the road. I'm kind of emerging now.
This is my time.
Yes.
So Eric Janssen's here. Do you know Stuart Taylor?
Of course I know Stuart Taylor. Hi, Stuart.
How are you, Eric, man?
Good, man. How are you? Yeah, good to hear you.
Stuart, your thing. You become a producer now, as well as a world famous magician comic.
Yes, you know, we must evolve, eh, Dave? Look at you. You were the world famous improviser, and now you're the world famous brewmaster.
Podcaster.
Podcaster and brewmaster.
Yeah, you know, people forget that you are an award-winning magician, comedy magician.
I don't know that I've got much skills left. Eh? I can barely fit for my 6-year-old.
Magic is something you have to practice in front of your family to get good.
Yes, you have.
Or in front of the mirror.
Which one of your no friends you have as a magician?
Yes. But hey, I passed the torch. My boys are going to be amazing.
Oh,
magicians.
Boy.
They're going to make that stuff sexy.
I'm trying to make my kid not be a comedian.
In a way that myself and Riyad Musa couldn't do. So they're going to do for magic what Riyad and I did for comedy.
I'm here to remind every time you guys get good at something, I'm in the studio. In the audience going,
they used to be magicians, you know. Fuckers. Reckless as
We cannot run away from our past.
So listen, your show, yes. You're producing that. It sounds like it's such an amazing endeavor. Like, you've really gone big. You haven't fucked around. You've got the best of South African comics. You've gone the biggest venues. Are you shitting yourself? Yes. Like, what is it like to be a producer?
I'm completely shitting myself. I mean, it's literally a case of I've taken all of the money out of my bond. Have you seen what Barry Hilton charges?
Don't tell him it's a comedy gig. Just tell him it's a live interview with 1,000 people. That's Cape Town, eh?
Well, there
Barry Hilton's in charge of Stuart Taylor.
Yeah, Barry Hilton was listening, and Stuart Taylor is now dead.
That was you. I don't know.
I enjoy Stuart Taylor, but only
your
for 4 minutes.
Your airtime is running.
I only enjoy Stuart Taylor for 4 minutes.
Oh, there he is.
But people enjoy it so much.
Stuart, wait. You know that's the nice thing is, the whole time while you were talking, you were not even on the radio.
Like, I think in the way that Jamaica makes sprinters, South Africa makes
sprinters. Why are you talking about Jamaica, bro?
Stuart, we're going to phone you back. We're going to talk to him. There we go.
Wow. That was nice.
Archie, do they have these ensemble massive casts like things at the O2 Arena where they take who are the big comics in England?
In England, Mickey Flanagan. Yeah. You ever heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mickey Flanagan, Jack Whitehall, Michael McIntyre.
Of course. But they don't do ensemble. They can fill an arena by themselves.
Yeah, it's just them. Ensemble, I don't know.
There are those sort of the Live at the Apollo kind of tours and Michael McIntyre's road show that he does.
Yeah. That ain't been on for a while. But yeah, there's the Live at the Apollo stuff.
Okay.
This is Yanni Iglesias.
Yanni is not.
I know Yanni. Yanni
Iglesias.
Yeah.
Yes. Stuart, are you back?
Is he back?
I'm back.
Okay, sorry. You know what happened? When you said, do you see what Barry Hilton charges? He cut you off.
He did. That's how it goes. Fair enough. I think it was a great way of showcasing South African comedy. Would be a cool way of showcasing South African comedy outside of South Africa. That's the big plan with them. To kind of take a quintessential South African idea.
And how do you come up with the top five?
Well, here's the thing. So
the big five, sorry.
For now, before we get to playing those international venues, we've got to kind of create the product back home, which meant going, well, okay, cool. So who are the big five comics? And we started with last year as the pilot project. We kind of just went, okay, let's think of an idea of who are the big names in Cape Town right now. And it's certainly not limited to five. We have like a long list. We've got a list of comics we'd love to have involved with the big five. And ultimately, it comes down to availability. It comes down to balance. We want to watch the coach.
Okay, we're gonna phone you back next Friday. Because this is the worst phone line ever in the history of the world.
Static.
Do you have your radio on? Are you under a power line? Have you moved to the West Coast?
Are you holding a magnet?
I have a landline, gentlemen.
Is there a vibrator
you have a landline
close to you?
Oh, shit, that's funny.
I have a landline, guys.
Damn it. All right, Stu.
Yes.
All right, there.
Yes.
It's back.
Am I there?
So have a long list. And when you say that, you're adding credibility. So when we do overseas things, people know that we've done those big arenas and we can handle the production side of it. I mean, aren't you getting involved in things that are really, really not comedy? Like, you're totally involved in venue hire and sound and lighting and crap
that we
don't do.
It's crazy. Like, it's an unfortunate truth, but we are a very small company. And so, ultimately, at the end of the day, I've got to get... freaking police clearance for venues
or toilets.
Liaise with the city of Cape Town. But you know, for if you've got 5,000 people in a venue, now you need to have medics. You need police.
Yes, you have one medic per 200 people or something.
Disaster management.
Disaster.
When I do
10 minutes of comedy at the comedy club, I need disaster management afterwards. So now, who was on your lineup? Let's go through it. Kakis Ledicha, Barry Hilton.
Kakiso, Barry, we had Joey Rasdin this time around. We had Loizo Gola as his final show in South Africa. We had myself hosting. Riddy D was on the decks as well. And for Joburg, Jason Goliath is joining the lineup.
Are you
here? Very, very exciting.
Lekker.
Yeah.
And that's at the Monte Cassino at the proper one, the big theater, the Teatro.
Yes, the big theater, the Teatro at Monte Cassino. On
what is the Teatro seat?
Easter weekend. 1,800 seats per night.
I'm so glad. You know what? 10 years ago, we didn't have access to any of these things. People laughed at us. If you said we want to book the Baxter, but comedy's not real. We do theatre.
Exactly.
We're a theatre production company. Fuck off.
Exactly.
And they say it like
artistic. Now we literally have booked the entire Easter weekend at the Teatro. And it's going to be amazing. We got Barry Hilton headlining it. As I said again, Joey Rasdin and Kakis Ledicha with. I get to host it, and of course Jason Goliath is our new addition. And Reddy D. Reddy D is always on the tour. Big lights, big music, big sets. Just a brilliant night out, and it's going to be a family lekker. And it's the start of the brand. The brand is going to grow over the next couple of years.
When you say company, you're talking about your company. Taylor is a Taylor Made Productions.
Taylor Made Productions. Yeah,
excellent. Yeah, listen, Stuart, I wish you all the best. But things in comedy, I always say there's like a massive pie, and there's enough for everybody. You just got to be innovative and think of ways to do it.
Cheers. Thank you. I'm thinking. And I hope to see
Congrats, man. I'm going to come to this. I've got nothing to do on Easter weekend because I'm Jewish.
Lovely. Okay. You must think back to what happened on that day, eh?
I'm not really Jewish. Weekend. I challenge Easter.
Jesus came back.
But come say hello to the podcast live so we don't have to worry about you standing under the power lines.
Will.
Jesus did what? He was one of the big five.
He was.
Big three.
Was.
Sorry, the big three, chief.
Big three, chief.
Stuart, go! Don't get struck by lightning under your power line there.
While holding your mouth.
Well done. Well, what date is it, by the way, at the Teatro?
13 to 16 April. So we're just over a month
three
away
nights.
From the Joburg show. Yeah.
Well done. Let's get 1,800 seats per night, plus 200 a ticket. That's one.
Don't do maths online. My God.
That's all goes to Barry Hilton.
For Barry Hilton.
And his wife, and his kid, and the air ticket, and the theatre.
That's lekker.
He stays at the Palazzo. He wants a gambling chip. Oh, my God. When I'm famous, I also want that shit. All right, say goodbye to Archie Maddox from England. He's a construction working comedian.
Cheers, dude.
See you later, Stuart Taylor. You got the name of a former Arsenal goalkeeper. Good. Solid.
I do.
Seaman.
I try.
Love you,
not
Stuart.
Solid. Thanks, Stu. Sorry for waking you up, man. Go back to bed.
I'm getting back. Cheers. Bye, boys.
Sure. Okay, that was fun.
That was nice. Okay, one of my friends. No, the WhatsApps are dry. So the WhatsApp line 079.
Just make something up. Just say, hey, there's millions. There's so many. We can't even read them all.
290. Yeah, messages. Let's hear what you have to say about life. And also, like one of my friends last week, he asked me to plug because he's having bad luck with the ladies. So this is like the live
Tinder section. Why come to this podcast?
Shut up. No, but that's what I'm saying. This is like the live Tinder part of the show. So my friend's name is Kyle. He's a very nice gentleman. And he's asking if there are any ladies out there that are looking for
Kyle
something. Yeah, Kyle.
What does he do for a living?
Kyle, he is a... what is he doing? He's studying or doing air traffic control.
That's the problem straight away.
He's an ATC. No. He's in the ATC field.
So he's with your brother.
Heart weight controlling
and stuff.
Heart weight.
He's
like sell the guy.
He's your melanin. Yeah. Brandon, yeah, he's blonde, he's nice, and I don't know, man.
He's blonde, he's nice,
and he's single. He's looking.
You're not selling him
for a lady. How am I supposed to sell him? Like, okay, cool.
Archie, do you want to say hello? It seems we're doing shout outs to all our friends. Do you want to say hi to anyone?
No,
I don't want anyone to know
that you're on you.
I prefer to leave now.
That's hilarious.
In fact, I've got something else I got to go do.
Yo, what other interviews you got, mate?
I want to get some pancakes, man. I'm hungry.
Have you noticed it? Do you want to, should we go for breakfast after this? I think it's included in your...
Can I give your mate a bit of advice?
I'm listening.
If he manages to get a girl back to his house, don't try and make any moves on her. Just take the fridge door, slam his dick into the fridge.
That's sound advice. Okay,
he's gonna hear this.
He's gonna hear this because he wants this podcast now.
So that's what he missed. Because I've got a freezer or fridge.
Definitely the fridge. Freezer. You don't want to muck about with that.
It's the
and
cold,
I've got a double,
man.
I've got like a double door fridge, which this side is freezer and this side's fridge.
So dump it through the middle. Dump it bottom.
Straight in the middle, yeah, and scream while you do it. It's like a mating.
While she's there,
yeah. Now make sure you look in the eyes the whole time.
So never break eye contact.
Like over your shoulder.
Never get them into my house.
Yeah, exactly. No, listen, if you get them in all
if
the way into
your
kitchen.
If you don't make eye contact, it's creepy, innit? So
it's just a weird ritual. Why is your dick in the fridge?
Because we've gone down. Yeah. All right, so Eric, bring it back.
Yes, I'm here. What's up?
Okay. Record Park's good.
Record Park
no one's
is fine
talking
now.
To us on the WhatsApp line.
On the WhatsApp line, someone just sent us 3 microphones. Shop to you, person.
That's because WhatsApp upgraded their things. Now we can get little microphones and...
No, it didn't upgrade its things. It's always had these things. We just never asked people to help us with emojis and stuff.
Dave,
people sent emojis and stuff.
You even tell everyone about these changes happening with this podcast?
Let's do that.
Listen, we skip breakfast beer because I'm going to do a little breakfast beer quiz. But what's happened is the name Gas Comedy has come up for review.
Yes.
Because it's not actually owned by us. It's actually owned by Dusty Rich. And he wants to do Gas Comedy when he's in Australia. Yeah. And we are thinking of maybe making a commercial success out of this, despite
how shit it is.
What you said about our podcast. So you say you want some more gigs here, eh?
I regret everything.
We're looking for suggestions on the WhatsApp line, on Twitter, tweet at Gas Comedy for now. Yeah. Like
give us your name ideas.
Yeah, we still have logins for the accounts.
Look, I think
maybe if your name idea is good enough, we might just give you some tickets to some comedy.
We'll get a pack ready. We'll get some Parkers, two or three nights at Parkers.
Yeah,
and definitely a Goliath.
Yeah.
Including maybe a dinner and a Dave
Brew. Okay, a Dave Brew maybe, but dinner.
That's coming out of Dave's pocket.
You know when you go do comedy there, they give you. Did you get your voucher and a beer?
Yeah.
I will give that to you. That's
you're not even performing that weekend.
Okay.
But yeah, right. No, we'll put something nice together.
Go and see and tell us. Twitter. No, don't tell us
Facebook,
what we should call
Twitter,
it.
Man.
Let's do it on
Facebook's live as well.
Facebook and Twitter, yeah. They're both
Facebook
there.
Facebook and Twitter, Gas Comedy.
Don't like it and follow it because we're going to have to change those things.
Yeah, we're the only people who
mention it.
Don't like us.
Yes, don't like us on Facebook yet.
It's too early for that shit. So just give us suggestions is what we are saying. So at Gas Comedy, just tweet us what your suggestion should be or could be or would be. And yeah, we'll take it from there.
Yeah, because between the three of us, there's been some bad suggestions.
Yeah. No, there have been some good suggestions. We've each had one good
decent-ish one.
Okay, and then also not only let us do that, like think of a name that we can call it that, and then also think of things to discuss in the podcast. They want interviews with comedians.
Will you guys just tell us what we should be doing?
This is like a production meeting.
News?
Like, guys,
do they want
brainstorm for us?
More international comedians?
We're just going to rock up on a Friday. If you'll just send us what we should be doing.
Yeah, like
send us a script.
Whoever WhatsApps us first with a keyword, that's what we're talking about for that day. Yeah. Oh, penis? Right. So the weird thing about... No, Jake, that's the sexual. That's after this.
I mean, it sounds like you should call this help. That's what it's like.
Nice. You just won yourself two tickets to the last comic club with a free burger and a beer.
Oh my god, you are in for
what is it? Just general, in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still need a lift home though? I mean,
fuck it, I'll walk for you.
That'll be funny though. It's 9 o'clock. It's Friday morning, and we need help.
Generally,
please assist us. We're lost.
Okay, so that's what's happening. We're gonna be changing the
name
from. I think from let's call it from the 1st of April. very ominous that it's the 1st of April.
Yeah.
We are really.
It's
really
Rob. Rob keeps sending us emojis and he's like, please call me. I'm going to be your first international caller. We don't have that much
time. No, we can't do.
Rob.
We can maybe Scott.
Rob.
Rob. Yes. And you make
this
fun
is
of
Dutch Rob.
The Rob, yes. You bastard. I hate Rob. This is the reason why the UK left the EU, because of this guy.
And because they take our jobs.
Yeah, because we just go to their country, they're all running around in clogs getting high. We can't be fucked anymore. We've had enough. We're out.
You run around in clogs and get high?
That's all the
let's
Dutch
go
do,
there.
I'm okay. Assuming.
Rob, clearly you've upset Archie.
I like all other Dutch people except for Rob.
Do you know that all construction workers in London don't like you now?
No, they're on my team. We're going to build a wall.
We still haven't spoken about the rest of the time that you're here. What are you doing? Are you at Parker tonight?
Yeah, I'm at Parker's and Goliath tonight and tomorrow. And then I go to Cape Town and do Cape Town Comedy Club from Wednesday next week until Sunday.
Okay. That's pretty decent sets. I mean, you're not going to make millions, but you're going to get to see the land.
That's all
have
I want.
Have you planned to do something in Johannesburg? Have you gone to a place?
I'm going to go exploring tomorrow, because so far all I've been to is a little cafe called Humble Harry's. That's all I've done. I've gone to the mall.
Yeah, that's the problem. You come to South Africa and you go spend your time in the mall.
That's because everyone's scared me about Joburg. It's like I'm going to get murdered. So I'm not walking around.
Rekha Park's about the scariest it is. There's an old granny will throw a tire at you.
Yeah,
I am going to go exploring tomorrow though.
Come to Rekha Park.
Okay.
Just come there. Just
you know, you'll feel really good at it. Go to Four Ways. There's a lot of construction work going on.
And the thing is,
I went there. I felt at home. It was great. Yeah.
Just throwing the bricks.
Just say away. That's all you need to say, and then you can keep quiet.
Away.
Away.
Oh.
Then you're sort of
away.
Not away.
Away. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm saying the word properly.
Or shap shap.
Shap shap.
There we go.
What's that? Is that shut up?
No.
It's like two thumbs up. Like thumbs
sharp.
Up. Everything is good.
Sharp.
It's a greeting. It means everything's okay.
So hold on. You're sending me out into some ghetto area.
I love that.
And
so
you're just...
If you say shap shap, you'll be fine.
Okay, so I'm just walking around going, thumbs up, guys. Thumbs up.
Yeah, they're going to greet you.
They're going to feel, what the fuck is wrong with this tourist?
They're going to say fucked up.
They're going to go like, yo, this guy's got pounds in his pockets.
They're going to be like, I'll wear mastercard, and if you say shap shap, you are safe.
Yeah, you may as well just put a giant pointing arrow at me.
Yeah.
Rob him.
No, they won't rob you. They're classy now. They hit airports. And in other news,
I thought you said they were going to eat me. I'm like,
no, they do other things. They don't rob people.
Our time I got robbed of 24 million rand the other night.
How much is that? Like £10?
200 million.
50p.
It was 24. I'm pretty sure it's 200.
24 million. Wasn't that much. It's quite small fry.
Yeah.
They won't say exactly how much it is.
Yeah, they'll never say how much it is.
Jeepers. And who knows that the money's there? Come on.
Why is there all that money there?
Inside jobs, what I'm saying.
Well, the money would be at the airport, because that's where the money people come in. That's where the money is.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's what the big said. Which is, why do you rob the banks? He says, that's where they keep the money.
Yeah.
Don't know how Ronnie Biggs spoke.
So offensive.
That's where they keep the money.
I wouldn't be surprised if Archie kills you on the way home. Like, because you're giving him a lift and stuff.
Archie chokes.
Why is Archie still choking?
You know what's nice about
Eric?
He just read the WhatsApp to himself.
Because it's funny.
What did he say?
He's carrying on.
He's like, why is Archie still chilling in the studio? I have a wall that needs painting. And the kettle is boiling.
I will Donald Trump the fuck out of you, Rob.
You know what it is? It is quarter to ten and the union says you have to have a breakdown.
I got to pour hot tea over this guy.
What comedy friends can we phone now? What guys can you send us? Guys that are doing your friends. Do you hang with comedians?
Yeah. What, from the UK?
Yes.
You would know none of them.
That's fine. Give us names.
We know Yanni.
Yanni. That's true, Yanni. Who
Mark
else?
Mark Palmer.
Mark Palmer, you know.
Yeah.
Good point.
Michael McIntyre.
Michael, yeah, he's my friend. Me and Michael are big friends.
He's mixed. He's mixed.
He is.
He steals from all the comedians.
This is that part of the show.
Who else? Jamali Maddox, who sounds like he's my
family.
Brother, but he is not. He is also mixed race, so people get us confused.
Uh-huh.
And he is doing much better than I am at the moment. So.
Well, let's have him in the show.
Yeah, get him.
But how do you mean? What do you mean better? What is the state there? Like, do you do TV shows or do you get writing
gigs?
Yeah,
no, he's doing TV and stuff like that. He's got his own series on Vice called Hate Thy Neighbor. He's doing well at the moment.
That's fire, man. Well, that's nice.
Vice, is that one that's the channel? That's on Channel 4, and then you've got Dave.
We got Dave, which shows old shows from 20 years ago. Yeah, we got Dave, and which is such an English name for a show. Dave, what are you doing, Dave? Dave.
What? Yes?
Dave.
What?
We've got Dave. He just tells us Dave? Jokes from 20 years ago.
So old. How long have you been doing comedy? Sorry, like this question didn't come
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. We've been doing comedy.
Yeah,
for
I know.
About the same
but you're
length
so
of time.
Comfortable that you just you and your
good,
crowd works good.
Well, yeah, I'm good. Good in it. I'm just good. I'm good in it.
So I would suggest people come to Parker's tonight. It's been very quiet Wednesday, Thursday. The rain.
I think maybe the rain, but also it's Wednesday and Thursday. Like in England, I would just think, it's Wednesday. People they've got shit to do tomorrow. Friday, exactly. Saturday. It is when in England anyway, people come out, lose their minds, smash glasses on their own faces. Just go, fucking yeah, beer, mate. Like, they just lose their minds.
That sounds like every day in Rehoboth, actually.
Monday morning.
Oh, yeah, that's Monday morning.
Good, that's my
so there's
are.
Not a big comedy crowd on a Wednesday, Thursday in London?
Generally,
area.
No. There's some
when's
places.
Yours? Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
But there's some places that get big. Like, if you ever come over to London, there's a club called Top Secret. It's one of my favourite clubs in the world. And that will get like 200 people.
I did come to London, couldn't find it.
See?
20 years ago.
I see exactly what you're doing.
20 years ago.
He's like doing dad jokes.
Yes.
I am.
Yeah.
I found out I'm a dad on Facebook. With these two.
All those kids.
Okay, so any more of your WhatsApps?
No, nobody. Rob is quiet now.
So in your 4 years, you've kind of like gone on quite a good path then. That's been quick.
Yeah, it's been nice. I've been like I've managed to go internationally quite a few times, which I've enjoyed.
Where do you go?
So here, obviously. I've been all around Europe, done gigs in Trinidad, America, Dubai, Mexico. So yeah, I've been lucky.
And what the best country? Mexican expats, or is it? Did you arriba for
half
proper for
half
Mexicanians?
Were Mexicans that could speak English, and half were Mexicans that spoke no English.
Did they think you were Mexican?
No, because I'm the tallest person in Mexico. If I go there, they're just tiny Pocahontas people.
Wall?
Them.
That's funny.
Huh?
How are they going
to
build that wall?
Well, that's why the wall doesn't have to be so high.
Yeah, exactly. Just a couple of bricks. Yeah. I don't know how to get over this, yeah. Man.
Is it a problem, man?
How are we going to do? Do we jump, man?
Come on, man. Jose, make a plan. Bring the ladder, homes.
I mean, I can see over the wall, but I can't.
I can't climb it, man. I don't have the strength.
Why you ask me for the ladder? I'm not a construction worker.
Dave, mate, get some tea. There we go.
Take two sugars, please.
So now.
Mexico, yes, Brandon.
Best country to do comedy in?
South Africa.
You want to lift home. Yeah. When do you leave for Cape Town?
Sunday morning.
Cape Town's going to be great. Your style is very suited to Cape Town.
Yes.
Friendly and
international style.
Yeah, it's international because there's a lot of foreigners.
How was Goliath?
Yeah,
last night?
You said it.
It was lovely, man. Yeah, I really enjoyed
it. Beautiful.
I find it
was
you know what's interesting? Like, a couple of years ago, there wasn't that time where you could go, I'm going to Parker's, I'm opening at Parker's, I'm
closing
at
somewhere else. Yeah.
I'm going to Cape Town. Are you not here Sunday to do the box at all?
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
Box is nice. It's becoming a nice little underground club full of pretentious students.
That's my favorite.
Well, there
you
go.
See, then he
there
complains.
Then he complains when they boo him.
No, then he complains when the show is empty because they're like, Dave Levinson, this guy called us pretentious. Yeah. We've got other plans on that. Let's go to Park Acoustics. The whole day.
Oh, shit. Park Acoustics on the 2nd.
Yeah.
All right. Are you in that?
No. Okay. I've never done Park Acoustics. I did Ozone for the first time. Yeah, Ozone.
How was Ozone in Soweto?
Yeah, it was nice. That's it's a Wednesday, so it's kind of
were you
late
involved
now.
in the hijacking, in the kidnapping?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I just left that moment of silence. It was like, did you hear about that? No, did you hear about
angry
that?
Angry boyfriend kidnapped his girlfriend.
A kidnap hostage situation. I was just going to say,
you
that's
can
a hostage.
No, once you got to kidnap someone first to get them hostage.
Hey,
do you want to be my hostage? I've got other things to do.
I read the article and I realized that I can never switch comedy off. Like, after reading. Why is there no music playing, Dave? This is awkward.
Because I was going to phone Stuart Taylor.
No, you can't. We already phoned him. You want to vote him again? Okay,
no,
cool.
I
read the article, and what the article said was this guy was holding a hostage because he had a case of malicious damage to property that he wanted erased.
So he's really a baddie.
Firstly, you are trying to kill a case by opening another case. Then it said he's been holding a hostage since 4 the morning.
It's quite amazing that before this, you said, I don't know what you're talking about, Dave.
Yeah, because you said kidnapping. It's a different thing entirely. Right, then there was, yo, this guy's playing this song. This is intense. Where was I?
Why does it sound like a conspiracy theory is about to be said?
No.
But then it ends with him shooting himself.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, does it?
And we laughed.
It does. Yeah, we did.
Ah, he died.
Yeah, so then, what's the situation? They couldn't get him.
He was going to be on the show.
They've been making demands.
That's why he shot himself.
He would rather shoot himself than be on this podcast.
He made the demands and everything. And at the bottom of the headline, it says, and he says, after the whole ordeal is over, he wants his girlfriend to remain his girlfriend. She mustn't leave him.
That's one of his demands.
That was one of his demands.
So, like, it's not like Evian, Brownie M&Ms. And after this crazy ordeal, I want my girlfriend to still be my girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah. I can't have everything.
Really. And then they phoned him and they said, listen, we want you on the Gas Comedy Podcast. And then he shot himself. Game over.
No, he shot her as well. She was injured quite fatally.
Should have just slammed his dick in a fridge. Yeah.
That was one of his demands.
Should have listened to Archie's. I need a fridge, guys. Bring me a fridge.
There's another thing. We're talking about panel shows are big in the UK. Like nine out of 10 cats or whatever. No.
8 out of 10 cats, would I lie to you? Yeah. Have I got news?
So now
for
we
you?
Did one recently where 13 episodes were shot SABC 3. Chris Forrest was the host of one of our local comics, and he did a kind of Would I Lie to You based show without the two panels. It just had four artists, we'd call them celebrities, on a couch, and we did a kind of thing, and it was called Is That a Fact? Was filmed now in Johannesburg.
Were I mean, that sounds like a rip-off of What I Lie to You.
Yeah, that sounds like a direct rip-off of What I Lie to You.
If What I Lie
I'm calling the BBC on you guys.
No, well, all you have to do is change the format of the show, and it's completely different, because even Would I Lie to You used to be a radio show back in the 50s.
I think Would I Lie to You was a rip-off of another
show. The first kind of panel show, yeah. But would you be keen to do those? Like QI is done, isn't it?
Well, kind of. Since Stephen Fry left, it's not the same.
QI and Top Gear. Once the main guy leaves...
Yeah,
can't do it anymore.
Yeah, Top Gear. I've never been a massive fan of Top Gear because I'm jealous that I can't drive my own cars. That's why. QI I used to love, and the new series is just not.
Who's hosting it?
Sandy Toksvig.
Okay, sounds like a lady.
She is a lady. Well done. Put that clue together quick, didn't you? Well done. She's really funny, but it's not the same as Stephen Fry. You know, it's just different. Would I Lie to You?
You know what I've always said
one.
Of these shows, and even those hosts that take over, the first host that takes over is never, unfortunately, it's not the one.
Yeah.
It's like the next host will be the one.
Yeah,
like
it happens.
Unfortunately, she's taking a grenade because she's literally, everyone's going, you.
Yeah, they're comparing her to Stephen Fry.
Trevor Noah to take over after John Stewart, he's going to get so much flack. People aren't just going to listen to the show. They're going to be continually trying to criticize it.
I also find
he managed to last that year. That's
I find it very weird that they didn't get an American to do American
well,
politics.
Well, Comedy Central Africa is the biggest shareholder in that company, so they wanted more African listeners.
Oh, really?
So to put an American in there, no one in Africa was subscribing to our bouquet of DSTV channels.
So you need
to get a bigger African listenership, a watchership. What do they call it?
Viewership. Lookership, Dave.
So it was massive. And also, you know how many guys were up for that job? Like, Chris Rock was up for that.
Yeah.
But he also wanted $4 million a show.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's nice. That's nice.
So, anyway, what I like about you is that you show your funny stuff. Please, it's not a.
No, it was part of the WhatsApp line. No, it was part of the. Yo, this guy. It was part of the WhatsApp line, but because you guys were talking, I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, man.
Rob was saying he's disappointed that you didn't do Beer Club. And then he asked if Brandon has a job.
Brandon is a creative directing, art directing
partner
artist.
In the.
Company.
Design company.
Archie's a I'm
just
part-time comedian, construction worker.
Why does Rob have so much power in this WhatsApp group? He's like in the fucking booth with
listen,
us.
Listen,
only one.
Hey,
only one
I'm starting to join Archie's
Let's
side against
Rob.
This guy.
Yeah. Let's clock rock Rob.
He said, no, fuck you, Rob. He said I have a blazing laugh, so I'm happy. Thanks, Rob. Thanks. My laugh is amazing. No, he said my laugh is amazing, so I mean, I can't fight him now. I want to say hello to
Tori in the somewhere in the middle of Brazil. Do you want to say hello to anyone that has missed you?
No.
Benoni family in Benoni.
Yeah,
hey, all the cousins in Benoni. Hey, that's near Raker Park.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not going to spill over as soon as we've got barricades made of plastic and we're organized.
Yeah, I know.
Pots and pans.
No, yes, in Benoni
we burn everything.
They just make the barricades out of those slack balls.
Oh no, those beaded curtains from the lounge to the kitchen.
Yes.
That's basically a Benoni barricade.
So hippie like.
Archie.
So yeah, this is the last 2 minutes of the podcast. Sorry. This is where
it doesn't get weird. We were going to phone Chris Forrest and ask him about is that a fact?
There's not
it was actually
time,
a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah. No, it sounds like it'll be good.
And your plans for your the next 4 years of your comedy career. You're going to come back?
Yeah.
To South Africa?
Yeah, no, I've liked it. It's been really nice. I mean, I've only been here 2 days, so.
Yeah.
But why are you laughing?
Because he's being offensive. Huh? He keeps doing the accent. It's offensive.
I said South Africa.
Exactly.
I'm talking so you understand.
He does what my mum does, which is when foreign people speak to her, she speaks to them in the accent they talk to her in. So
oh,
if she
man,
was in
I'd
South Africa, she'd just be throwing R's out everywhere.
Listen to us, man.
You guys love an R here.
Yeah, no. The letter R is
it's like you take all the R's from what we say.
All of us love the R.
You and really?
You've got none left.
Yeah, really. For real.
Really.
For real.
No, well, Dave and I don't. I think he's talking about the albino side of the table.
Now we're pointing fingers also. Hard,
I mean, we use just.
You know what happened? When we took the land.
Yeah, you took the land and you gave us R's,
Bob. When we gave them the shiny
beads. So what, you kept the black people oppressed and they just thought, fuck it, we're keeping these R's. That's all we got left.
What alphabet can we have?
Yes.
R's, we're putting in clicks too, just whenever I feel like it.
There's no I in click.
I mean, that did not go down well with you at all. But, I mean, this is killing in Holland right now. Talk to him, he's loving it.
I did notice that Archie does that. When he does a joke, he goes, that joke's really good. And then he names a random place that he knows none of us have been to.
Yeah.
Rob just lit a joint. He said the show is awesome. He's leaving.
See, told you.
Rob,
put your clogs on before you walk outside, please.
Yeah, that's funny. Now, what if he smokes indoors? This guy.
Archie.
Yes.
Thank you for coming to our podcast.
Thanks for
if
having me.
If you leave now, you can get a muffin.
Really, it's been fantastic.
Really? Do you have a South African accent?
Ah, it's been really.
Really. Every time I get into an Uber, they always go, hey, man. We are really friendly in South Africa, man.
That, you telling me that you have an Uber driver from South Africa?
Yeah.
No ways. Our Uber drivers are
from
Zimbabwe.
I am from Soweto, Mandela. That's it.
That's what it did in life. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
That's what he said to you.
It was a woman yesterday. She
just named a whole random word. So encapsulated Africa.
I think they don't think I speak English. That's what I think happens because they just say a bunch of words and then they'll say a South African word. I go, I can't understand you. And then they'll go, okay.
Right. You sit in the front or the back?
I sit in the back. Normally I'm a fucking animal, mate. What kind of weirdo gets in the front like they're driving with their dad?
Am I not allowed to get in the front?
You sit in the back.
This is really fun. Dave, in the back.
We need to wrap up. Let's finish.
Fuck
please.
Yeah. No, this is getting good now.
It's been
fun.
What
other African words does she say to you? Eric, do you want to send a shout out to anybody?
Kyle, please. Ladies.
Thanks to Michelle's listened to every single one. Things.
Michelle,
Kyle,
you
are
going to
get you laid.
Yeah. Kyle, you're going to get
Michelle, you've been great.
Michelle, thanks for listening to every single
Luke,
one of these things.
The Lukester, he listens every
Mr.
time.
Fuck you.
And also,
Woody,
I want people to know you don't have to listen to it live.
Woody.
You can download it on the the podcast
website the podcast app. Yeah, you
just
can
just go
to
the app.
This is the most crazy part of the show.
When you go to
the
Wi-Fi area,
download
it for free. You can download a show and then keep listening to it later.
What the hell is happening?
So I want to say goodbye.
This is how we say goodbye.
Okay. And good luck, people.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks,
bye.
Archie.
Thanks for having me.
See you through the window. If I don't see you through the week.
Oh, if you build a wall in front of the window.
CliffCentral.com